Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, trying to get it started, and I'm excited about the show tonight. Hope you hear something that you like that'll make you share it with somebody else, okay? Now, we'll wait for Shazam to come on the air, and as we do, let's get this show popping.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
What a cook say it again.
Welcome. Welcome to 5926 Central with none other than your host. This is Shazam and Queenie. But y'all know we're going to keep it rocking and rolling. All right? So I want you to tell somebody that we're on the air. Amen. I'm going to be, and I'm a preacher, so I say amen a lot. We will be sharing it on Facebook, so you can listen in to it there. But, hey, I hope you hear something. And now you want to change something. But in the meantime and in the between time, let's get into some good music by Billy Cook. Forever Girl, right here on 5926.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With a passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My career.
We're not going to be on that long tonight, so let's keep it moving. I'm going to play a little bit of Cash In. Y'all know this is a family show. So I'm going to play a little bit of Cash In. It says, one day.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On the beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us a homie. But not be acting they grimy. Words I do like a slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She said she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same. It's these niggas. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Pray my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, rim poking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through anything. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name. These niggas, I got a lot of my.
And now, more feel-good music. Music.
Why and how are we doing this here? That's the love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery. No need to be certified with no special degree. See, I'm good to you, you're good to me. I cherish your heart, you care for my needs. Protecting my woman, you respect your man.
Creed too, getting ready for 3.
Oh my goodness. Yes, you have to prepare for it. You really do.
Yeah.
So it'll be your first time watching.
Watching which one?
Creed. The new one.
Yes, it will.
Okay, I'm not saying
it will. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so what else you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Pretty much just actually, I'm not gonna lie. I've been off since Thursday, just chilling. I go back tomorrow, so I have been doing nothing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are the kids out for spring break? my oldest is, but my youngest are still in school. They won't get out until the 20th.
Okay. Oh, well, it's pretty much out here. Kids everywhere running across the streets. You understand me? I still haven't seen a kid on the bike. I've seen plenty of grown folk on little bikes, but I haven't seen kids.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
A lot of children are running wild, you know. Just because they went on spring break don't mean the parent is off work. So it's a mess. It really, really is. And I hope they get it.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I'm happy I don't have any, you know, to worry about and pick bologna sandwiches for a corn dog. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, all of mine can, they can fix their own, except for, the baby.
Yeah. But see, that's how you're supposed to do it. You know, you're supposed to raise children. People be raising these kids, and the kids can't even think without their mama. But you got to raise adults. You know, you have to raise adults. And I told her, they're already kids. You're raising adults. You know, you're raising adults. You know, you are training them to be an adult, you know. Stand on their own 2 feet when they're babies. When they stand on their own 2 feet and start, then they begin to walk.
Right.
Now, I got a question, Sam, and I'm gonna try not to talk as much on this topic tonight. But
uh-huh.
I saw a picture on Instagram.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in the picture on Instagram, the lady was laying in the bed. Her 2-year-old, about to be 3-year-old daughter, still on the break. She said, "I'm about to turn 3, and I am going to wean her off the break." Now,
wait a minute. Okay. I think I misheard something. So could you say that again?
Okay, here we go. Okay.
So, black mom, and I'm not whole culture, but it was black mom, and she said that she is, her daughter is 2, about to be 2, you know, 2, and she's getting ready to wean her daughter off the breast. And the daughter's in bed with her. A tested breath.
So I did hear that. I did hear what you said correctly.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking for everybody when I say something that I have never known a black woman. Oh, a woman around me, let me say it like this. They kept their walking child on the breast. I've never.
Listen, if they gummed me hard enough, I was done.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't even make it to the teeth.
You know what I mean? Bad breath. Teeth,
and this is my thought on the whole thing. Not that my thoughts matter. But I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, you know. And I'm only putting it out there because she put it out there. Now, what people do behind closed doors is their business. But once you put it out there and you let somebody in your business, then, you know, it kind of becomes, you set yourself up to be openly, you know, commented on.
Right.
You can give a child breast milk until they graduate from high school if that's what you so choose to do. If that child does not at a certain age say, you know what, that's not for me. I understand. But pump it, put it in a bottle, put it in the refrigerator.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? At some point, breastfeeding a child has a cut off. It has a, I don't even know how to describe the kind of cut off it is. It's just a common sense cut off. You know what I'm saying? It's a proprietary cut off. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what? They're this age. They're getting all the nutrients and all. Okay, cool. I can do this. Yeah, I'll keep pumping and I'll just put it in the fridge and then they can keep drinking it that way. And if they just have to have warm milk, pop it in the microwave, 30 seconds, and there it is. You know, but
my God.
At some point, there has to be a cutoff because, okay, I'm assuming they're all adults listening to this show. If there are any children listen to this show, I'm just letting the parents know it don't even matter because they see worse stuff on TikTok and it's a lot more vulgar than what I'm about to say. If she has a child, that means she has a man.
Oh, come on now.
Okay. At some point, that child was made. And during the point that child was made, she was not feeding children with her breasts, okay? She was not nurturing a child. So for me, after that baby gets a certain age, then, okay, pump, put in a refrigerator, and they can drink it out of a cup because at this point they're being used for something else. And I can't see you crossing those over.
Lord. Damn, I just can't see it. But that's me. Yeah, okay. So, okay, I'm going to tell you about what I saw, and then I'm gonna talk about
it. Okay, do I really want to hear this? Or is this something you just telling me because you heard it, you saw it, so you feel like somebody else needs to feel the way you felt?
Well, I saw this. So, Instagram. So I was on Instagram.
Oh, Lord.
And I saw, okay, because, you know, Time Magazine, they were celebrating the whole breastfeed your kid till they die. Okay. So I saw the picture. The lady was standing there. She was standing up with, you know, jeans on, dress, you know, and she had her shirt up. And her son, it was a boy, he was standing on a stepladder attached. Now, listen, y'all. Okay, I'm going to just try to get y'all to picture it. He was on he actually had on Timberland boots. Do you understand? My Lord. He stepped up on the ladder. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, and I know y'all said, well, what's wrong with that? I hope y'all ain't saying that. My point is, this little boy got friends now. You understand me? That are drinking. They didn't pass the sippy cup. You understand me? They're drinking out of the big boy cup. And their friend is on the step ladder. You understand me? Drinking breast milk. See, I wasn't going to even say nothing. But I'll go back to, we're raising adults, okay? Now, like them said earlier, you know, how are you bridging that? You know, daddy come home, the son come home, the daddy want him, the son want him. Who do you think? Who do you pick? Who's most important? Tell me, God. And your son is outright talking to the dad. It's my turn. You know, I don't know.
trying. I'm trying in this world.
I stopped trying. I just do. I don't try anymore. I just do. Just do, Janice. Just do.
Just do. And I figure.
I'm trying.
Oh, God. Lord.
Nike.
I mean, I don't mean to ruin your life like I'm about to do. But
see,
could you even imagine your son walking up to you and saying, Mama,
hey,
I'm home?
Hey.
I mean, man, you could picture your son's eyes right now.
It's Hot Pocket and corn dogs and pizza rolls
and
Jimmy Dean. Bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese, croissant roll in the freezer. It's
hell,
ramen
it's
noodles.
Right.
It's ramen noodles in the pantry.
My Lord.
Everything that you need to have you a good old, leave it up to Sister Cook, is some hot dogs in there, too. So get you some ramen, cook them ramen, get you some hot dogs, boil them, chop them up, put them in the ramen. There you go.
There you go.
You got your thing you need, your protein and your starch, all that together. Get you a good old cup of Kool-Aid or tea, and you're good. Or a Capri Sun powder, as they do nowadays.
Mm.
And you're good. And if that don't work for you, got some money, you know, here $2, make it enough. Go on to McDonald's and hit the dollar. Do you know they don't have a dollar menu anymore?
Yeah, girl, it ruined my life.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in over a year, and I went there the other day, and I was like, man, they don't have a dollar menu? My daughter was with me. I was like, they don't have a dollar menu anymore? What is up with that? But anyway, I digress. I'm saying, if you old enough to come to me and say you hungry, then you old enough to go in there and get you something to eat, or at least eat table food.
Yeah, and this is my thing. This is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about cereal, right? I'm thinking, and I'd rather you chew on cereal, crunch some cereal, Now, look, I can't say I don't have a problem with what you do, but what you do, like Shazam said, in your house is your business. But we have learned from Red Table Talk, if you don't want nobody to say about it, do not post it, okay? Now,
keep it to yourself.
Now, we our children are our future, okay? Our children are our future. So I want all of you to just keep in mind.
I'm scared.
Listen. I want y'all to just keep in mind. Yeah, I hear. I want y'all to keep in mind that this generation of nipple lovers, they will be the president. They will be the president. They are going to be the school teachers. They are going to be. Now, I'm not saying that your child will be a sexual deviant. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, when a child rides a bike, let's go here. When a child rides the bike, the parent pushes that bike just for a little while with the child on there. Hold it. Go ahead, baby. Training wheels, everything. Knee pads, some of you people, and elbow pads and a helmet. Child is completely protected, right? So after a while, that daddy or that mama has let go of the seat and the child don't even know it. Okay?
The child
is cruising. The child is going. The child is down the street. Now listen, okay? Parents, you got to let go. Women that are, you know, I'm talking to those that believe what I believe. Let go. Let the child go. You understand? It's time for them to get off your training wheels, okay? And it's time for them to go, okay? You can take that however you want to take it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However you want to take it, okay? But we gotta do better. We're doing too much stuff.
I went to McDonald's and I saw Cardi B.
I know, right?
They have, I think is it a Happy Meal or just a meal?
No, it's a meal. It's a meal.
It's a meal.
I think it's like two sandwiches, two fries, and two drinks or something. I realized that today because I realized they no longer have the dollar menu.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry you had that culture shock. Listen.
I know. Literally.
I didn't know. Before I knew it was a regular meal, which is right now. All I could think about is Cardi being offset on a Heck, yeah. I mean, what we do. But I'm glad you cleared that up because we were sitting to talk about that. I just really put Cardi B on my toddler meal. So thank y'all. Thank you for clearing that up. I was about to go in. Now, we didn't get to cross this bridge, so I'm going to cross it now. Then I'm going to be quiet, but let you talk. So I'm a big Jonathan Majors fan, right? Okay. So Jonathan Majors had on pink, right? Had some boots.
Who is Jonathan? Okay, my bad. Now, my hand is right here. My hand is.
Yes.
Who is Jonathan Majors?
Jonathan Majors is playing in Creed. He's played in Devotion. He's played in The Harder They Fall. He's a nice-looking young man that's playing in these movies. Jonathan Majors.
Okay, so Creed 3?
He's playing in Creed 3. He's the other dude. He's the dude, you know, Michael B.
Okay.
Michael B. Yeah, that's Jonathan
okay.
Majors. Jonathan Majors did a photo shoot of a character. He's going to be playing a character. And a lot of the male testosterone and masculinity checkers, they begin to go at this black man, this young black man that's just playing parts, he's doing his job, and begin to say that this is the reason why black men are not respected, because this man is wearing pink and he's wearing boots. Now, I looked at the picture for a while. I just stared at it. I mean, not because I'm, you know, borderline in love with him, but I looked at it and I saw a man. I didn't see what that threat to my masculinity culture saw. I saw a man.
But a threat to whose masculinity? This is my thing. Whose masculinity is being threatened? Like, really? He's the one wearing it. He's the one who took the photo. He's the one doing his thing. It is all about him. Just because he wears it doesn't mean that the next black man I see out there, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to bash you because that black man that has nothing to do with you, that you don't even know, wore a pink shirt.
But you know what makes me mad about it, Sam, is Superman is wearing tights. Okay?
yeah, Batman, Spider-Man,
all of the men are wearing tights, and you got mad because his jacket was almost pink. I'm so confused. You got all these men in tights on your wall, in your kids' room, you know. But I promise you, let a man put on tights. I'm talking about just go buy you a pretty pair of tights.
The Rock has worn tights. The Rock played a tooth fairy.
Come on.
And wore tights. And then, what was the last movie? Black Adam?
Black Adam!
Is that? He had on tights.
He had on tights.
Same thing.
He had on tights. Men who ride bicycles, cyclists, wear tights.
Yep. Track. People who run track, they wear tights.
They wear tights. Come on now. Come on now. We tripping. We doing too much.
No, I'm not tripping. They doing too much. They tripping. Because I'm a firm believer in live and let live. As long as your living don't have nothing to do with me and mine.
Oh, well, let me drop this one on you, Zam. So,
of course,
Michael B. Olive, they got in on, so he, Michael B. and Jonathan Majors took a picture together, hugging on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they did it on purpose.
But yeah, I can see.
We have operated in what they call it, toxic masculinity. See, they got all these beautiful titles for the stuff. But
I know, bozoism is what it sounds like to me.
Exactly, bozoism. Because first of all, I'm in Texas. We in Texas, right? Okay. When we go to New York, it's a whole different vibe. It's a whole different style. Stuff that we would wear, they wear it in New York. Men wear skinny tight pants to church in New York. I dare you to walk in Texas with skinny tight pants. Come on.
Right.
No socks on. You're flooding. We don't tell you you're flooding. Your pants too short.
Yep.
You're doing
it.
So cause it's come on now. That's like when they try to compare singers. I tell them, you cannot compare singers. Everybody has a different style. You can't say this is the greatest singer that ever. You can't do that. All right. I'm just trying to have a few discussions with you people. Okay? With you people, okay? I'm just saying, you know. Okay. Y'all did not have a problem when Wesley Snipes put their dress on in 2-1-4. All y'all watched.
You know what? Listen, that movie was my movie, okay? I did not think any less of him. I just feel like, you know, some dudes can play the character of a woman and they look like such, but Wesley is not one of those people.
Not one of them. And then, listen, you know, the little Lambo Greg, we just didn't take that serious, but, you know, it's all good. I'm just saying, now, people made a comment about Will Smith. Will Smith played a gay dude in one of his first movies, and then just recently he said, being the actor that he is today, he wished he had done a better job at that role. Okay, now, I'm going to just, and y'all don't get offended, I'm going to just throw that over to the Red Table Talk. Maybe they can talk more about that. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. Since y'all free and y'all want to talk about everything on there, I need to hear about that. I need to know what you meant about that. Because I watched that movie, and I'm not happy about it. At all.
No. Well, I don't think I've seen that one.
My Lord, you didn't miss nothing. You didn't miss, listen.
No, okay.
Girl, you didn't miss. Listen, I was, when I heard that, I said, he didn't say that. He couldn't have said that. Not at all. Not with the way he in the news right now. And people, did we talk about this Chris Rock special? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't. But, yeah, I watched that. And it was actually really, really good.
Okay. I'm listening.
It was decent. I really don't remember a whole lot that he talked about. But I do know that I was just dipping in and out because I wanted to hear what he was going to say. And I think all my kids were here today. I just wanted to see how see if he's going to address the whole Will Smith situation.
Right.
And what he did, and it was at the end of the show, which was good. But, I mean, I like to finish.
I did. I liked the whole situation. So for me, you know, it was good. It was good.
Okay. So with me, all I wanted to say, and I said this on Twitter, I've been on everybody's post and post or something. What do you think about Chris Rock? And I said this, and I meant it when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Special should show you who Will Smith actually slapped. That's who he actually slapped. Who's in the suit at the Oscars is not who he slapped. He slapped the nigger that kept saying nigger in the special, which to each his own. Hey, kudos, Chris Rock. But my point, when I watched it, I said, that's who he slapped. That's all I can say. I was like, there he is. There he is. You know, because I thought about it. I said, now listen to him. Now, when the slap happened, his mama was on there talking about how he was bullied in school. Hey, I was bullied in some areas till I started fighting. But, and I'll let everybody, I'll tell him to hit me. Okay, Chris Rock is real grown. I mean, he's been grown for so long.
Yes, he's been grown for, I think he just might be growner than me.
Yes, he's real grown. He's like, he's ancient grown. He's real grown. And when the whole thing took place, my thing was, why is your mother, let's not do that. A man slapped you. You know, a man slapped you. I was, listen, if a man slapped my son, which won't happen, wouldn't happen, but it could happen. I'm not saying nothing. I'm going to let my son say what he's going to say. I mean, everybody's going to look.
Say nothing.
Huh?
And neither one of them going to say nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to get some hands put in their life.
And look, that's what I'm saying, Zam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, he hit you. He slapped the taste out your mouth on TV. Now, people may not want to hear what I'm going to say. He probably felt like in that moment, because if Will was wrong for slapping, he would have came back on. You know, I'm just saying. We fighting right here. Call the laws. Shut this whole Oscar celebration down. It's going down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. You know, David Chappelle, a couple other people stood up, and Will Smith, you was out of line. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. This man should have took up for himself right then. Why we got to wait, you know, to the Houston lifestyle?
That's the thing. People can look at it multiple ways. But whenever one man slaps another man, that's completely disrespectful.
Yeah. Disrespect.
And it should have gone down.
Yeah.
Okay. If he had went up and punched him, that's something you'd be like, you know, yeah, but when they slap you, it's like, you know, y'all can excuse my language or not, but it's like, bitch, you ain't shit. Anyway,
You
know, and I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
Yeah.
You know, but some people can look at it as, you know, oh, it was the Oscars, and Chris Rock didn't want to retaliate because, you know, everybody was watching and, you know, it's an elaborate show, and all this, and he wanted to everything should have been done behind the, okay, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Or you can look at it the other way, and he's simply put just a bitch because he didn't know what to do in that moment. Any other man.
Then
Cat Will Smith went up there and slapped. Guess what Cat would have done?
Oh, it'd been
nice. It didn't matter that he was 4 feet tall and Will is 6'5".
Yeah.
He still would have fought because it's a matter of not just principle but pride. This full-grown dude just slapped me.
Come on now. Now,
So I mean, it could go either way. Now, for me, I don't know exactly what Will had on his mind because I wasn't there. I wasn't in his head. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have got him in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because you know his people know Will's people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all that could have been handled. You know. It could have been handled. We probably still would have. I say we. I'm not on Twitter and stuff like that. But we probably would have saw it on Twitter or Instagram. Somebody would have posted something. But it wouldn't have been national TV in that manner.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you,
Will felt like it needed to happen right then and there, and that's when it happened.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all this, okay? We were living in Dallas at the time, and I used to
which house?
Oh, girl, on Cheyenne.
We lived in Cheyenne. Okay, Sarita.
So I come running home because this boy is bullying me, and he threw a rock at me. Okay. Oh, I'm hightailing because I had that speed back then. I'm a little slow now, but I mean, I came in the house breathing hard. Sister Cook said, why are you running up, you know, Sister Cook, what you running in?
Mm-hmm.
This boy threw a rock at me. Now, let me help you out with something. We have a different type of mother, okay? And I know y'all saying she must have prayed, but you know, she took me right back outside. It was right behind the house. You know, the garage was, and we had that, and then the garage right there, right behind the garage. She says, now I need you to pick up the biggest rock you can find. I said, Mama Ruth, she say, that as soon as he comes through here, I want you to throw it at him as hard as you can. This was my mama. This was Sister Cook. This was my mom. You understand me? She was like, you ain't running. And then it's a lot of fights I got into. I didn't get a whooping for because now my mama was mad, but my daddy sat me down. He just wanted to know one thing, Sam. What do you want to know, Sam?
Did you win?
Did you win? See, and let me tell you something. You better have one. Listen, you done got suspended from school. Baby, you better have one. Okay, I wanted to tell y'all that story. So you can see properly where love comes in, okay? It doesn't come in when you 78 years old. It comes in, you just taught how to fight and stand up for yourself when you is a child, okay?
Oh, hold on. Uh-huh. No, I'm back. My bad.
Okay. It happens when you are a child. And I'm not trying to encourage you to provoke your children with bad behavior because children are raised in a different time than we were raised. You was fighting on the playground. There was a playground, okay? We played tetherball. We played volleyball. We played basketball. We played football. We played tackle. We played. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay? So I can't tell you to apply this to today because it's not the same as when we were coming up.
No, it's okay? Not the same.
You was going to get whooped. You understand me? Atlanta, Texas, listen, we did not play. You jumped on one family member, we out. It's out. It's going down.
Everybody relates.
Everybody.
Wait a minute. And if they weren't related, they wanted to be, and they jumped in just because.
Just because. Because they wanted to be related. I'm going to tell y'all. We as Thai family, you wanted to be related. So you were searching. You heard people say, so you mocked this boy twice removed. Now who is that? You daddy married her sister. I can't follow the family tree, but yeah, when we were kids, you was fighting it out. You was gonna fight. You understand me? Now, my girls used to pick on each other. And I'm an unorthodox parent, so I moved everything off the floor, and I let them fight each other. Darion was looking at me like I was crazy, but he understood. Since y'all want to fight each other, go ahead. They got to fight in the living room. I had to stop them because it got too late. I'm just saying. You got to learn. You got to learn how to stand up for yourself. You can't be no coward. You can't be walking around. Huh?
That much is true.
You can't be walking around letting folks pimp slap you. You understand me? And you just stand there like, but I'm on the Oscars. No, you ain't listen.
Wait a minute. When somebody comes at you with a certain amount of energy, you have to retaliate with that same energy at that time.
Then what is it called, though? Self-defense. That's what it's called. It's hard. You
yeah,
can, it,
that's
it
what
helps. Self-defense. I was defending myself. Okay, I'm going to throw this in there. Oh, we got 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to throw this in here because I need for B and Zam to talk about the reading. We need to talk about the reading. We're going to talk about Creed because I went to watch Creed. I loved it. So we're going to talk about Creed. We're going to talk about the reading is with Monique. And baby, when I tell you.
No. I'm not going to watch that. I'm going to tell you right now because your brother-in-law said, hey, Monique's movie is like off the chain. And I'm like, she did a movie since they blackballed her. You know, she finally did something. He's like, yeah, and it is good. I was like, well, I'm glad. And I'm thinking I'm going to watch this stuff. And he's like, oh, you're not going to watch that. When he says that, I already know.
You already know. Yeah.
Anything
yeah, you already know.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah. No, I don't watch stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch stuff like
that.
I'll just bask in her successful glory without watching the movie. Because if your brother mom said it was good, it was good.
And she's playing in I can't get up. Black Mafia Family. She's playing in BMF. So y'all need to go check that out. Yeah, she.
And that brother-in-law watching.
Yeah, she ain't playing with y'all. She ain't playing with y'all. Now, it's been real. I like y'all. Y'all are working out real well. You understand me? Thank y'all for being listeners. Zam, go ahead, wrap it up. Go ahead, wrap it up.
Yeah. You already know what I'm going to say. Mind your business. I cannot stress that enough. I know y'all might say I sound like a broken record, but I'm telling y'all, people out there, mind your business. If you see it, if you hear it, it doesn't pertain to you, so keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't going to tell you if you come out getting murdered or something like that, then you probably need to tell somebody. But you know what I'm talking about. When you're in somebody's business and you ain't supposed to be there, just because you're being messy and stuff.
Yeah.
Mind your business. Okay. There you go, Denise.
What she telling y'all, let me sum it up for you. You ain't got no red table, so you ain't got no business. Info business. Boom. We love you all, but we got to go. All right? Stand up for yourself. Good night.